Kentucky's governor says Tennessee should follow his state's lead in criminal justice reform. Speaking to a group of largely conservative politicians and business leaders in Nashville this week, he called on them to, in his words, do the right thing. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin says Tennessee is about a decade ahead of his home state on most fronts, especially economically. But Kentucky's neighbor to the south could learn something when it comes to changing how the state deals with prisoners.
Republicans, and I'll speak for Republicans, tend to pride themselves sometimes on being law and order people. We're tough on crime.
Bevin, who came into office after a Democratic governor, said conservatives should be bold and take the lead, even on an issue that's largely been promoted by Democrats.
What we're doing is not serving us well. We're very good at removing people. We're very good at taking those who have done wrong and deserve to be held to account and removing them from society. What we're not good at, what we've never been that great at, frankly, is rehabilitating people.
Since Bevin took office, he's ordered that applications for government jobs not require disclosure of a conviction. The legislature expanded the number of offenses that can be expunged and reduced some restrictions on job licenses like landscapers and barbers. That's an issue that Tennessee lawmakers are debating this year. While Kentucky has made some changes, it still ranks as one of the top 10 states for its percentage of residents in prison. Bevin says that it will take time to see the results of the new initiatives. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.